Proclamation number 6988, dated the December 8, 1957. The agony of the being without self-awareness. Rom. 8, 1922. You are created for eternity. Thus you cannot ever cease to exist, even though you had a beginning. But you were able to change your nature, and so you did, and as a result temporarily deprived yourselves of self-awareness. You certainly continued to exist, but you were no longer conscious of your existence. Nevertheless, it was not a state of happiness, it was no blissful passing away into a void, but a state of torment, because it signified restriction for the spiritual being that once was created as a free being, which also experienced this restriction as agony. But since you will continue to exist forever, you should also be able to enjoy your existence. You should live in a blissful state, that is, you should be active for your own pleasure and strength and light. That is your goal. The goal of every being which once was created by me is to live and be active in my will, to be blissfully happy in full light and strength like me, and able to create and shape for its own pleasure. Yet countless beings I emanated in light and freedom lost their self-awareness due to their own fault. They relinquished their freedom, light and strength, and chose a dreadful fate for themselves. But they were unable to destroy themselves and will never be able to do so either. Were this voluntarily chosen state without self-awareness devoid of all agony, no being would ever strive for a life in beatitude, for then it would, to a certain extent, have perished and only be recognized as a being by myself. However, the agonies of a banished being are inconceivable, and you humans should not remain indifferent to the threat of a renewed banishment, for even if you lack self-awareness, you will nevertheless be exposed to agonies which you will be able to comprehend one day in retrospect when you have entered into life. For it is the spiritual essence which suffers, not the human being whom you deem to have passed away. And the spiritual essence can certainly have hardened in itself, but it is not obliterated. It is not insensitive and suffers extreme pain even in its tiniest substance. Therefore the whole of creation, the spiritual substance bound in matter, in contrast to the kingdom of light and its inhabitants, is unready-made or unhappy, i.e., bound in pain, and in its pain it yearns for redemption. The pain experienced by the spiritual substance is incomprehensible to you humans, because that which was given to your soul as a covering, your earthly body, is only able to feel and endure pain up to a certain degree, which, however, is no comparison to the agonies the soul has to endure in its unredeemed state, and which are also felt by the still bound spiritual substances of the external shell. But since only the soul is a self-aware being, it can therefore only in the state of a human being consciously aspire towards a change of its nature, a transformation into its fundamental nature. The realization that it can never perish, that it will exist forever, will then also motivate it to seriously aspire towards a happy eternal life, to strive towards a life in beatitude, and to gain strength and light again in order to be active in accordance with the law of divine order. But as long as it lacks this realization, the human being's life on earth will be to no avail, and the soul will remain bound and will also leave its body in a bound state. And then the agonizing state emerges again which it did not feel as much on earth. It is dead even though it exists. It did not acquire the blissful life on earth. The state of banishment is also threatening it again if it does not succeed in coming to the realization in the kingdom of the beyond that it is not and cannot cease to exist, although it no longer lives on earth. Only this realization can prompt it in the kingdom of the beyond to strive towards life after all, and then it will also receive help to do so. But it is dreadful for an already self-aware soul if it has to experience the fate of a new banishment again, if its self-awareness is taken away and it has to take the path through the creations dissolved in countless tiny particles and to endure the agonies again, which every external shell represents for the spiritual being. For only by means of pain can the spiritual being become so purified that it will mature into a self-aware being again, which shall live one day and will then never ever lose its life again. Amen.